Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning.
We pray that it finds you well and walking in the Spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. By way of announcements, many of you want to know how to contact me. My email address is towalkinthespirit@gmail.com. towalkinthespirit@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll reply back to you. If you want me to call you and pray for you, which we do, just put it in the email at time for me to call you. I will call you. That is my call of God on my life, to minister to the sick. That's the number towalkinthespirit@gmail.com. Most of our listeners, you find us on Facebook. My name is Gregory Prude, P-R-U-D-E. You'll find me there on Facebook there. There in Facebook, you'll find a lot more about about the ministry. Come join us on Facebook. I think you would enjoy it. On Facebook, I'm able to interact with people very regularly. A lot of people send me messages, and I reply back to them. Also, if you have access to Skype, you can reach me on Skype. My Skype number is spirit.walk1. Spirit.walk1. If you're listening to this program live right now, you can call in. The number is area code 714-464-5218. 714-464-5218. You're listening to Walking in the Spirit. We designate this program to really talk about the New Testament church and about the life that we can live in the Spirit, how we can fellowship with the Holy Ghost and have a spirit walk, which will bring us closer to Jesus, but give us all of the wonderful gifts and fruits of the Spirit. And we talk about this because this whole message is no longer preached in the church today. The church has moved far away. We have kicked the Holy Ghost out of the platform. He no longer even sits at the table. We've kicked him out of the presentation. We kicked him out of the plan. And all we have now is the pastor. Sometime we mention Jesus. But that's why it's not working. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're a Christian, but there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no power, you can't even feel the grace and the presence of the Lord, it's because you must fellowship with the Holy Ghost, who is the third part of the Godhead. Now, we say this every time I come on the air. There are three parts of the Godhead. There's the Father, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Ghost. And the part that's operative, that's here now, working with us new believers, is the Holy Ghost. Yes, Jesus dwells in us, but he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Jesus is now on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But just before he left, in John, we find that in John 16, just before Jesus left to go sit on the right hand of the Father to become our covering, he said to the apostles, I must go. It's expedient that I go. He had just given them the great commission. He had just told them the great works that they'll do. And he said to them, greater works than these that you see me do, you shall do. And they marveled. I know they said, how can we do greater works than Jesus? We've seen him open the blind eyes. We've seen him multiply the fish. We've seen him do so many miracles. And Jesus said, but don't even look at that. He said, greater works than these shall you do. But he said, in order for this to happen, I have to go to my Father. They were supposed to say, why? I mean, why? And he explained to them, unless I go to my Father, I can't send you. I can't send you. This is Jesus talking. He's saying this to you. I can't send you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's Jesus that sent this third person, hallelujah, unto us. And this third person, who is also God, He is there to reveal Jesus to us. He's there to give us power. He's there to be the comforter. He's there to give us joy and peace. And he's there to allow the fruits to grow, the fruits of the Spirit to grow in our lives. And for many, many listeners, we're in the right church, but the wrong pew. We have what the scriptures say would happen in the last days. We would have a form of godliness. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. The power of the Godhead is the Holy Spirit. And he wants to dwell in fellowship with you and allow you and teach you how to walk in the Spirit. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful gift. All three parts work together. And that's what is probably missing in your life, is the fellowship and the walking with the Spirit of the Lord. You know, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how I can't go back and I won't go back. You know, the church wants to take us back to the law and take us back to the Old Testament teaching. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm not going back and I can't go back. I'm not going back under that law. I'm not going back under the law of Moses. I don't care how much they preach it from the pulpit, how they try to put these Mosaic laws on us like tithing. But I'm not going back and I can't go back. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm not going to follow the law of Moses. I now live under the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't live under the law of Moses anymore. I now live under the law. Law means laws and governments and principles. I live under those law, the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the wonderful name of the Lord. You're listening to Walking in the Spirit. I'm your host, Brother Greg Prude. Our program will be talking about I can't go back and I won't go back. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow any man to bring me back. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in this liberty that Christ has given me. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do today. If there's a lack of joy and peace and power, come on, be honest with yourself. Don't turn it off. Don't turn this program off. Be honest with yourself. I'm here to tell you there is a walk in the Spirit where you can feel the peace and the joy and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ always. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you through the scriptures, not through some book that I wrote, not through something I want you to buy. I don't want anything from you. Hallelujah. This radio program, I am doing this ministry because God has called me to do it. Hallelujah. So to our listeners in New Zealand and the UK, South Africa, Zimbabwe, the United States, Canada, hallelujah. We're proclaiming this good news. Amen. This good news, this good news, this good news that Jesus is risen on this Easter Sunday. And when he rose, he took the death and smacked it in the head. And he said, I'm going to give you now power because you have victory over the grave. And that's the resurrection life that we're talking about today. We're talking about the resurrection life and how I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm going to walk in the Spirit with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to take a little musical break. Amen. And we're going to talk here about the, we're going to have some music talking about the faithfulness of the Lord. How faithful, faithful, faithful the Lord has. You're listening to Walking in the Spirit. I'm your host, Brother Greg Prude. Stay with us. We're going to be a blessed.
In my moments of fear, every tear. There's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do.
So many times we've continued to fail the Lord. but he continues to be faithful. He continues to be faithful. And I thank God for his faithfulness, which comes under the grace that we have. The faithfulness comes from the fact that God deals with us now through grace. Hallelujah. And that's the grace that Jesus gave us. We're talking about today, I can't go back and I won't go back. And what we're talking about today is how so much activity in the church today, from the pulpit, so much of the teaching wants to take us back under the law. But we're no longer under the law, and we're going to talk about that. We're no longer under the law. We now are under grace. Hallelujah. We now are under faith, and we thank God for that. You know, unfortunately, there's been a move today in the church, and the church has gotten very focused on money. And there's been a falling away that the scriptures talk about in the last days. And I know it's not spoken about, but we're living in the last days. Jesus is very soon to come. All of the signs that speak in the Bible about the second coming of Jesus have been fulfilled. All the things that speak about what will happen with Israel and what's going to happen in the world, all these things have been fulfilled. And Jesus is soon to come. I know we don't talk about that anymore, because you can't build a church on that anymore, because you're building your church now on telling the people how they're going to be blessed and how they're going to be blessed. Just pay your tithing and you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed if you just pay your tithes. Everything's going to be blessed. You can't be talking about Jesus is getting ready to come at the same time you just beat the people over the head about paying your tithes, because you're cursed if you don't pay your tithes. That's Old Testament law, and I'm here to tell you today. Don't turn it down. No. Don't run from the truth. You know, many of us want to hear that Old Testament tithing stuff, because what it does is allow us to live any kind of life that we want to live. But long as we're paying our tithes, the pastor says everything is okay. But it's not true. So you're living in a world that's not true. We no longer are under the law. We are now walking by grace and by faith. And that's our program today. I'm here to tell you that I, Gregory Prude, I can't and I won't go back. I'm not going back to the old ways. I'm not going back to the old laws. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it, and neither should you. I am now walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm now walking under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There is a Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. There is a Spirit of life. You know, Jesus said, I'm come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. There was no life under the law. There was no life under the law. We're going to talk about that. There was no life under the law. You know, Paul speaks about it here in Galatians. After Paul went to that part of the world and he preached Christ unto these people and began to share with them the new gospel, the new covenant, the church there was established. But when Paul left, some people came and tried to creep into the church and put the same law on those people. And many of them were Gentiles. They were not even Jews. And they tried to put the Mosaic law on them. They tried to tell these people, listen, you must pay your tithes. You must get circumcised. These are laws that God gave to Moses for the Jewish people. Listen to me. So you go to church on Sunday morning, and they pastor stand there and tell that you must pay your tithes. That has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Not according to my word, but according to the word of God. The tithing is the law. We are not under the law. On this Easter Sunday morning, when Jesus rose and he took the sin and death awake, that he fulfilled all of the law, that resurrection life that we live it not by the law, but by the Spirit and by grace. Hallelujah. Many of you cannot get your life together, your Christian life together, because the foundation is not right. The foundation, you've been taught that the foundation is under the law and these curses. But no, 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 no. So we see here in Galatians how they try to come in and put circumcision. They try to put tithing on top of the people. And Paul came back and he was very mad with them. Look at me. Come with me to Galatians. 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 Go find your Bible. It might be under the bed. Might be holding up the doorknob or keeping the door open. Go find your New Testament. I only teach from the New Testament. The New Testament was written to us. We are New Testament people. Don't let people sit you in the church and start singing them Old Testament songs to you and about the wheel. No, 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 no. Your contract is in the New Testament. Amen? When you go buy a cell phone and a cell phone break, they say bring your contract. You can't go bring the contract for your landline to the cell phone guy. The cell phone guy says, yeah, it's a phone, but it's your landline phone. That contract has nothing to do. That's an old contract. The landline is an old contract. Where's your New Testament? Where's your cell phone contract that you got? Oh, here it is. Okay, now let's look at the cell phone contract. You see, we can't go back to the landline. That was the law. We have a new contract, the New Testament covenant. New Testament covenant is our contract. And when we go before the Lord, that's the contract in which he honors. He doesn't honor the Old Testament. The landline has nothing to do with us. Look at Galatians here in the third chapter. This is what Paul says to the Galatians after these people try to trick them and make them go back to the law, try to make them go back to circumcision. They told them, you're not going to make it if you're not circumcised, if you're not paying tithes. Those are Mosaic laws. And Paul said to them, he said, oh, foolish Galatians. Paul went straight to the point. He didn't sugarcoat it. I'm saying this straight to you today. Now, listen to me. I'm saying it from the word of God. If you sit now and these people got your mind all messed up with this tithing and curse, listen, oh, foolish Christians, who have bewitched you. Bewitched you. You know, when people handle the word of God carefully, when people put the word of God and twist it, that's witchcraft. When they stand in that pulpit and put that condemnation on you and handle the word in a false way, that Paul says that is, the scriptures say that is witchcraft. He said, oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. He goes on to say, verse 2, this is only what I learned of you. This is what I want to hear from you. This is what I want to hear from you. Did you receive the Spirit? Did you receive your salvation by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? I would say that to you today if you're listening to my voice. Did salvation come by the law or by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. Who has bewitched you that now you're sitting in a church possibly where the pastor pounds you on the head with guilt and condemnation because you're not paying tithes, not to the church, to him? Paul says in verse 3, are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the law? I say this to you, my listener. Are you so foolish that your salvation came through the Spirit of the Lord and the resurrected life that he did? Are you so foolish that you began in the Spirit and now you're trying to walk this thing out under the law? Oh, let me say this to you. I'm not going back there with you. You can go back there. You can go back under the law. You can sit there under that mess. You can let them pastors tell you that stuff is true, but I'm not going back under that law. Hallelujah. I'm not going back. I can't go back. I won't go back. For the spirit of life with Christ in Jesus has set me free. I'm not going back, and you shouldn't go back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, they tell us that you got to pay this tithe so you can be blessed. Hallelujah. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. You know, when they tell you that you're cursed because you don't pay the tithe, it's just the opposite. The scriptures say if you continue under the law, you are cursed. Right, let's read this. Let's start at verse 6. We're in Ephesians 3, verse 6. Galatians 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God and was counted him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, that's us, New Testament, the same are the children of Abraham. We've become the children of Abraham because of faith. Faith grafted us to the promise. You see, the promise was to Abraham. And then that promise came to Jesus. And then Jesus, since we are joint heirs with Jesus, we are joint heirs with Jesus. What Jesus has, we have. No, listen to me. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. For the pastor to say that you cursed, that means Jesus is cursed. And we know Jesus is not cursed. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Do you agree with me? We are joint heirs with Jesus. Verse 8, in the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In all thy nations thou shalt be blessed. Verse 9. So them that which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law, if you're still under the law, for as many that are under the works of the law, if you're still practicing under the law, circumcision, the tithing, for as many that are under the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that containeth not all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. What are you saying here, Brother Greg? If you're going to be under the law said that you had to practice all of the law. If you didn't practice all of the law, you were cursed. But in this new era, these pastors look way back into the Old Testament, but they bring one law back, the law of tithing. They reach back in the Old Testament, and all of the laws that are in the Old Testament, they don't talk about them. They bring one forward and said tithing. So but the scriptures say, if you don't practice all of the law, then you're cursed. If you're going to be under the law and don't practice all of the law, you're cursed. Verse 11, but that no man, listen to this, that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Look, this is your Bible. You found this Bible underneath your bed. I'm not reading a book that I wrote. This is your Bible. That no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. The just live by faith. Hallelujah. I'm not going back, and I can't go back. You can sit there and let these people put trickology and witchcraft on you and tell you that you must live under the law. You must live under the law or you're cursed. I'm not going back there. Paul said to them, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Who has cursed you? Who has put this on you? Who has tried to put this condemnation on you? I'm not going back. I'm not going to go back there. Hallelujah. You know, we are joint heirs now to the throne. Christ has made us sit together with him in heavenly places. You know, this law of sin and death, this law, this curse of the law, it doesn't pertain to us anymore. You read chapter 3, verse 13. We're in Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. Here it goes. It's very clear. It said, Christ This is Galatians 3:13. Remember, Paul is writing this to people who, New Testament Gentiles, who have been birthed in the Spirit, and how people came and tried to put the law on them again, circumcision and tithing. Paul said, no. Verse 13, chapter 3, read this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. We're the Gentiles. We're Gentiles. That's why we read the New Testament. We're Gentiles. We've been grafted to this thing. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. You know, they'll teach you in the church that that get Abraham's blessing on your life, you have to tithe because Abraham. No! Read it closely. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going back. And you need not go back. You need not. You can't live in two worlds. You can't be living under the law and live under the Spirit and under the covenant. That's why your things are all jacked up, because the fruit can't grow in soil that's not good soil, not good teaching. We are new covenant people. And I'm not going back, and don't let anybody else take you back. You know, God blesses you not because of your tithing. He blesses you because when God sees you, he sees the shed blood of Jesus on you. Hallelujah. And he now knows that everything that he gave to Jesus, Jesus shared it with you. We are joint heirs to the throne. Listen, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going back. I'm staying over here in the New Testament. I'm staying over here in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Where the law doesn't pertain to me. Where I live under grace. Amen, 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 amen. I know you're mad at me, but I'm telling it to you right. Listen, I won't go back. I want to take a musical break here. My name is Brother Greg Crude. You're listening to Walking in the Spirit. Amen. Call someone and tell them that Walking in the Spirit is on the air.
Forgiven. No more. over.
It's over.
By walking upright and righteous and holy. and clean. You also bless them by being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, obedient to the central guiding of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so, remember that Jesus came and died to make you a joint heir, not only to the throne, but also to make you a joint laborer in the vineyard. We bless him by laboring in the vineyard with him. You see, we're supposed to be messengers. We're supposed to be representatives of the message of Jesus Christ. We're ambassadors. Amen. But they got us so caught up under this law because the church is just concerned about your money. They want money, money, money. They don't care what's going on. There's men that's out there beating their wives. Pastor, the wife goes to the pastor. The pastor don't care because the man's paying his tithes. There's all kind of mess, fornication, all kind of stuff going from the pulpit all the way down. But I'm here to tell you that God is not mocked what a man sow if he's going to reap. We live under the dispensation of grace, but grace does not give us an excuse for sin. Hallelujah. We're in the third chapter of Galatians. We're coming to a close here. Third chapter of Galatians. 23rd verse. Remember, these are people trying to put this tithing and this Old Testament law on top of these new Gentiles. And Paul's speaking to them, the Galatians. He said, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Verse 23, he said, "But before faith came, before this faith walk that we have, before Jesus was revealed, before Jesus rose, before Resurrection Sunday, hallelujah, before Jesus rose from that grave on Easter Sunday, before Resurrection Sunday, before faith was established, before the new gospel was given, before they went up to the upper room, before the baptism of the Holy Ghost was given, before the gift of grace was given," he said, "before faith came, we were kept under the law. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed." They couldn't even see it then. They couldn't even see the faith. They was locked up in a room. Verse 24. "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster." See, the law was the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. You know, Paul's talking about the Jews. He's talking about the Jews. He said, "Because the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." That's what happened. Listen, but watch this. "But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For we are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." Read that again. "But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. We are no longer under the law. We are no longer under the condemnation of the law." Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? We're no longer under that. I'm not going back. Don't let anybody take you back. Don't let anybody steal this new covenant. Don't let anybody steal this new promise that God has made unto you. That's why it says in Romans 8, 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." You know, when you're sitting in church this Sunday morning and that pastor stands there and tell you, "You better pay your tithes or you cursed. You better pay your tithes or God don't love you. You better pay your tithes or I can't pray for you. You better pay your tithes or God's not going to hear you." Open your Bible. Just quietly, when he or she is up there talking, this is what I want you to do. Just slowly open your Bible by yourself. Just by yourself. Just turn to Romans 8 and read it for yourself. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Huh? Then read verse 2. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." So when he's railing or she's railing about you, condemn you, just open up your Bible and read it for yourself. Are you with me? Are you with me? We're New Testament people. You cannot walk in the Spirit until you understand this. I want you to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Walk with the Holy Ghost. Walk with Jesus. Remember that the Holy Ghost is the one that reveals Jesus to us. Let me close with this verse here, the fifth chapter of Galatians. This is what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do after we've gone over this. Fifth chapter of Galatians, verse 1. Here it goes. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Paul, behold, I say unto you, if you be circumcised, Christ profit you nothing. In other words, if you follow the law, if you be circumcised, if you pay the tithes, then the Christ has of no effect to you, because you're walking under the law, not under the grace. Behold, Paul says unto you that if you be circumcised, then Christ profit you nothing. For I testify again unto you that he that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Remember we said that. If you're going to be under the law says you better do the whole law. Because if you don't do the whole law, then you curse. Verse 4, Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Verse 4, we're going to end with this. If you think that you, if your pastor tell you that you are justified by the law, verse 4 say that you've fallen from grace. Now let me ask you a question here. Because you've got to be double dumb stupid to run from grace to the law. No. You got to be double dumb stupid to be sitting under grace and go back under the law. Who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? I'm not going back. I thank God for the New Testament, for the covenant, for this new walk in the Lord. I thank God for that I'm walking under grace, under this dispensation of grace. Hallelujah. And I'm not going back. I don't care what they stand there preaching the pulpit. I'm going to read the scriptures for myself. And you better not go back. Because you need there's a life of joy and peace and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. There's a relationship with Jesus that can be built as we walk in the Spirit. And for many of us, we don't even know how to walk in the Spirit. That's what this program is all about. I'm going to teach you from the scriptures how to walk in the Spirit so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the words that I spoke today would bear fruit in the hearts of those who hear. Father, let them see you lifted up. Let them see that you have made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let them see your New Testament is Spirit and in His life, that we must walk in this new Testament, this new covenant, which was paid for with your shed blood, that you died once and paid all of our sins, that the Old Testament was fulfilled, that you came and fulfilled the Old Testament, thereby abolishing it. And now we walk in the area of grace and peace, and Lord, we thank you for it. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you're the teacher, that these words will go out and bear fruit in the hearts of those who hear it. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. If you're not feeling well, I see somebody with pain in their chest right now. Put your hand there. Spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see a man, you broke your foot in an accident. Father, heal that foot. Restore it by the power of the Lord. Restore it, Father, in Jesus' name. I see the infection, let that infection go down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, problem hearing, put your hand right on that ear. By thy infirmity, I command you to leave that ear in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you're listening to Walking in the Spirit. It's your host, Brother Greg Prue. We broadcast here from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. We thank you for joining us. We're going to see you back again. Remember, I can't go back and I won't go back. Walk under this new grace. You can reach me at towalkinthespirit@gmail.com. The number two, towalkinthespirit@gmail.com. You can reach me on Facebook, Gregory Prude, P-R-U-D-E. You can reach me on Skype, at skype.walk, the number one. Listen, it's a blessing ministering to you again. I do this because this is the call of God in my life. This is a grace which he has given me. Say hello to all my listeners in the UK, my listeners in South Africa, my listeners in New Zealand, my listeners throughout America and Canada. We bless you. I'll talk to you all this week. Reach me on Skype or two, so walk in the Spirit, and I'll pray with you. Be blessed. We're going to go out with the same song again, I Won't Go Back. Remember, only what you do for Christ shall last. He that wins souls is wise. Be blessed. We'll see you next time.
Presence, Lord.